This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Top European Union officials are in Kyiv Thursday for talks with Ukrainian officials. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Thursday's visit includes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell. From his Twitter account, Borrell said the visit is designed to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. The visit came as rescue crews dug through the rubble of an apartment building in eastern Ukraine struck by a Russian missile. The strike killed at least three people and wounded 21 others. The scene of devastation in the eastern Donetsk provincial city of Kramatorsk served as a grim reminder of the war's toll almost a year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Emergency workers spent the night searching for survivors after the missile hit late Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
As Anna Chernikova tells our Flashpoint Ukraine program, preparations for the talks are well underway.
They finalized, preparations for tomorrow's summit and finalized some actions and details. And according to the Prime Minister of Ukraine, during these consultations, Ukrainian side and European side discussed the progress that Ukraine has done in this year.
To hear more from Anna about what's happening in Ukraine, please visit us at voanews.com and search for Flashpoint Ukraine. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said there was no magic wand that could help Ukraine in its fight against Russia when asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces. Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now and that there were practical issues to consider. The FBI is expected to search former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home for classified material in the coming days, the Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday, citing people familiar with the matter. The Justice Department is in talks with Pence's legal team. This is VOA News.
The UN-led humanitarian community will remain in Afghanistan to deliver life-saving assistance despite recent Taliban restrictions on the work of Afghan women for aid agencies. I am Akmal Dawi. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
Security forces in South Sudan were preparing Thursday for the arrival of Pope Francis, who will visit the nation's capital, Juba, Friday as part of his African journey. The spokesperson for South Sudan People's Defense Forces said more than 5,000 security personnel would be deployed around Juba during the Pope's visit.
They will be shown their areas of deployment, and they will move around the city in a show of force.
Francis kicked off his six-day tour in the Democratic Republic of the Congo Tuesday, where he's already presided over a mass for 1 million people and heard firsthand of the atrocities some have endured following the conflict in the country's east. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is marking his first 100 days in office Thursday. That's more than twice the number of his ill-fated predecessor, Liz Truss. But as VOA's Richard Green explains, reaching the milestone was the easy part.
Sunak moved into 10 Downing Street in October after Truss's economic plan of massive tax cuts and spending hikes sent financial markets into a panic, forcing her to resign after just 49 days in office. But Sunak still faces a host of challenges, including double-digit inflation, strikes by public sector workers, and ongoing ethics scandals in his Conservative Party. The Conservatives are trailing the opposition Labour Party by double digits in voter opinion polls, and poor results in upcoming elections in May could spur calls for another change in party leadership. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
The Bank of England raised interest rates by half a percentage point Thursday as it sought to tame double-digit inflation that is fueling a cost-of-living crisis, public sector strikes, and fears of recession. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee voted 7-2 to push its key rate to 4%, approving the 10th consecutive rate increase since a post-pandemic surge in the world economy and Russia's war in Ukraine drove inflation to 40-year highs. A furry critter in a western Pennsylvania town has predicted 6 more weeks of winter during an annual Groundhog Day celebration. People gathered Thursday at Gobbler's Knob as members of Punxsutawney Phil's inner circle summoned him from his tree stump and he saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter. Diane Roberts, VOA News.